And finally, Israeli settlers have attacked a high school in the occupied West Bank, injuring six Palestinians. The attack took place in the village of Bur, south of Nablus. Clashes erupted between locals and settlers after that incident. Settlers attacked another school in the area on Wednesday, beating up a 50-year-old man. Settlers frequently attack locals and prevent farmers from reaching their lands. The UN says there were over 400 settler attacks in the West Bank in 2013. Well, to discuss that further, we're now joined by Nell Burton, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us now on the line from Ramallah. Now, Nell, what more details do we have about this latest attack on this high school?
Yes, Nell, they were children heading school in the south of Nablus that day, and the Israeli settlers began attacking them with stones. Over 100 settlers came down. But one of the biggest issues, actually, is, as always, they're accompanied by the Israeli army. So when the Palestinians came down, members of the village came down and attempted to stop them from throwing stones at these young children, they were immediately attacked by the Israeli army, who used tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets to rid of the protesters. But, you know, this is just one story of many that's going on around the West Bank at the moment, particularly where the children are targeted. There's, you know, there's many places in the Jordan Valley where children have to walk past settlements on a daily basis into their schools. They have to pass checkpoints in order to go to school, where quite often they're held for hours, their latest classes, and there's been many settler attacks on the way. So, you know, although settler attacks are now escalating in the West Bank, the most worrying part is that, you know, they're now targeting minors and youth.
All right, Nell, tell us also, what is the goal exactly of the settlers through carrying out these attacks? Is it essentially to bully these Palestinians out of those areas?
Well, settler attacks have been happening since the settlers have been building in the occupied West Bank. You know, now that they're expanding, obviously there's more settlers and violence is rising. Many of these people are very extreme religious views. Many have come from around the world internationally and have come to what they call Israel because they believe this is their religious right and their homeland. And they believe that that Palestine is Judea and Samaria, so they're kind of a religious historical place for Jews. So many of them are actually trying to rid of any Palestinian Arabs from the land because they believe they're the kind of infiltrators on the land, essentially. So, you know, and the main issue isn't just the violence, it's the impunity in which they get away with it, and very specifically how they're supported by the Israeli government, who not only, you know, pay a large amount of subsidies to settlers on a yearly basis, but they also allow the army to support the settlers using, you know, most of the time arms against Palestinians.
Okay, Nell, thanks a lot for that.